The Gemara tells us on Kuf Nun Beis that there was somebody who died in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda, and he had no one to sit shiva for him. So Rav Yehuda appointed each day 10 people from the community to sit shiva. And the Gemara tells us that this person came afterwards to Rav Yehuda in a dream, thanking him. And this is halacha, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody dies without koivin, there's no one to sit shiva, that we appoint 10 people to sit shiva on his behalf. In fact, that's what happened when the Osameach died. He had no children to sit shiva for him. And the Bagachava Goyen appointed 10 people to sit shiva each day for him. So the Rav brought a raya from this, that the halacha is that nichum aveilim, beyond the halacha of yahavta l'recha kamocha, that it's a chesed, but nichum aveilim is the keem in the avelis itself. And you see from this Gemara on Shabbos, because these the people who they came to Menachem, they're not the kroivim of the mace, and still there's a keem of nichum aveilim. And the Rav said that's why the halacha is that the Mor says that the Avelus on the seventh day, we say Mixiyom Kakulo, the Avelim only get up from Shiva Mishiyamdu HaMenachemim, when the Menachem stop coming. Usually we assume that's after the davening, because since the Nichem Avelim is a keem in the Avelus itself, so we wait till the Menachemim stop coming to end the Avelus. And with this, the Rav explained, the Gemara says that if you have Biko Choylim and Nichem Avelim, that Nichem Avelim takes precedence, comes first, because that's a Chesed im Hachayim vim Hamesim, and Biko Choylim is only a Chesed im Hachayim. What does it mean, it's a Chesed im Hachayim vim Hamesim? So the Rav said, Chesed im Hamesim means that it's a Kiyum in the Avelis itself. So I once spoke to the Rav about this, actually, the Osameach, I saw, asked this question in the Kedushim. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the Anshei Yerushalayim would always take their lulav wherever with them all 7 days of Sukkot. The Gemara says that they would go levak echoylim v'lulavim b'yadehem, l'nachem aveim v'lulavim b'yadehem. So it's difficult. The Gemara says that nichem aveim comes before bikur choylim because it's a chesed m'chaim min ha'mesim. So why over here does the Bika Choylim, they say they would go to do Bika Choylim first? So the answer is, there was a Meir suggests this, I once told this to the Rav, that the answer is because Bika Choylim, we're talking about the V'lulavim B'yodayim. So on there, the Nichem Avelim is only a Chesed, because it's not a Kim and Avelis, it's on Yontif. So then Bika Choylim takes precedence over Nichem Avelim, because then the Nichem Avelim is only the halacha of Chesed, and you don't have a keem in the Avelis. And the halacha that when a person is an Avel and it's on Yontif, they can't sit shiva, Rabbi Misaskim Imo, means they come to be Misaskim and to Menachem, that's halacha of V'haftalecha Kamocha of Chesed. But the keem in Avelis, that's you don't have that because it's not part of the shiva of the Avelis itself.